physical realm, LA. Ideas and stories, hopes and dreams they share, with intuition as their guiding cosmic flair. In morning's embrace, their dialogues unfurl, metaphysical whispers, a new day's pearl. In these whispered tones, they contemplate the night, where truth and wonder take their graceful flight. For in their words, a resonance may swell, as conversation's magic casts its spell. Welcome to Carolyn and Jay's Metaphysical Conversations. Good morning. It is September 2nd, and we are Carolyn and Jay here with Metaphysical Conversations. It is September 2nd, 35 weeks out of 52 weeks into the year, and we will be taking readings today from 7:15 Pacific time until 7:35 Pacific. If you have an in-depth question you'd like to have us take a look at, feel free to call 857-232-0155. Extension 870303. The number again is 857-232-0155. And the other thing you can do too is to call in or write into the chat room with an in-depth question. So, Jay, how do we do that?
You can do that. Oh, hi, everybody. It's great to be here with
Jay.
You.
Yes.
And you too, Carolyn. And you can get over to that chat room by going to 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com, and then clicking on the chat button there on the left hand side of the screen. That does take you to a private Facebook group with the same name, and once you're in, you can send your invitation. You will get yourself into the group right away. We'll welcome you, of course, but you'll see our banner there at the top of the page, Metaphysical Conversations, and then in the comments section is where you can join the conversation. And as Carolyn already said, don't forget, you can speak with us too over the phone by calling in the call-in number.
Yes. Well, today we're going to be talking about those activities that we don't want to do. And even sometimes too, when we're in an activity that we just want to be elsewhere. But so we'll have some suggestions today for approaching those activities and see if we can get it over with as soon as possible, because sometimes it really can be regurgitating to do something you really don't want to do. But and I know that you had one recently, Jay, that you got over with fairly quickly, but you waited too long to do it. You waited a long time.
Yes. So one of those things for me, so when we work at 12Listen and do our readings, everything is accounted for by a computer system, and it's all very concise and organized, and it takes care of all that part, the payment part. So when I work on my own, I do business consulting for some people and do readings, and so I invoice those people myself, and I have to stay on top of it. I have to not only make sure that I do it in a timely manner, but I also do the invoice, make it, create it, send it, and then follow up to make sure everything gets paid. And so it's just a few extra steps than I'm used to taking than with like the 12Listen clients, for example. And I can just get into my head about just like what side of my brain I need to be working on and how I need to do it and how I don't want to be doing it, like how I don't feel like my brain works very easily with numbers anymore like it used to. And so part of that's true, and part of it I'm just, you know, complaining and procrastinating. And there's just a part of me that would rather not do it. So this is how it ends up coming out, like a huge chore. And so even though I'm getting paid, you know, everybody is excited about getting paid, right? I have this thing where it can be a challenge to get it completed. And it's not like super complicated, but it does take some work, and it does take some time to put it all together. And I just, for whatever reason, fight myself on it. And I have to find a way every time to just get it done and get through the process. And so when Carolyn mentioned the show topic for today, I was like, well, that's just perfect. because I have my own thing right now I'm going through that I can talk about.
Yeah, it's almost like procrastination is kind of set up. You're setting yourself up with procrastination when you put it off and put it off. But using a reward system is a good thing, I think, when you have to get that kind of thing done that you don't want to have to do. Using a reward system and promising yourself a reward for completing the task quickly might be an idea.
When you say a reward, I'm just curious, like, what kind of reward or what level of reward would you set?
It doesn't have to be a high thing. It might not be like you get to go and have a beer at a bar or anything like that. It could be just that you have a star, like I always like to talk about, as a star in a calendar. Just draw a little star in a calendar and then you get to add up all your stars at the end of the week. You know, it's anything that makes you feel like you've given up, even if it's the smallest of little rewards, you know, something that is visual maybe. That you can keep track of and know that you're staying in line and getting it all done. Go ahead.
I can hear that. And I hear the being able to keep track of it better, like having it written down and seeing it visually being accomplished, or like when it's not completed and then when the star there, for example, it is completed, and being able to just be able to enjoy that something has been accomplished. You know, get to appreciate it from that perspective too.
Right, and then too, if you're doing your bookkeeping, for instance, on your computer, you want to limit your distractions and you want to turn off your notifications and close irrelevant tabs and minimize interruptions, so that you can really focus on getting it over with and getting on to what you really want to be doing. So, limiting distractions is another thing to do.
Well. And I'm just thinking about one in the moment here, and that would be, for example, I do a reading for this particular business client, and instead of waiting till after the fact to look at the email request or to figure out which phone text request was there for the date and then what the description was, instead of going back to that information to create the invoice, which is the time-consuming part, I could, right after a reading, already have that invoice window open and be creating that invoice as I'm doing the reading. And then that way it's just all being completed as I'm going, and I'm not having to go backward, you know, to go figure it out later, kind of a thing.
Right. And before you hang up, they get their bill and they pay it live time while you're talking. So, you know, it's just, there's a lot of ways to keep the flow going. But, you know, as you focus also get into your flow state, where you're just in a flow of getting whatever garbage we need to get done, you want to really focus intensely on the task, because you'll get it done faster. So focusing will help you get through it, and it's just more, you'll be more of a plow through it to get it over with.
So I'm sure we're going to talk about the different ways to focus, but do you have a favorite way to get yourself to, like, reset and get onto the program, get onto whatever you want to be working on? Do you have like a go-to method for that, or does it just depend on the situation?
Well, you know, I have to, like, for instance, I'm a volunteer for a particular, I edit some work for a magazine. And today is the deadline for everybody. And, you know, it's not really, it's just something that I do. But I also like, oh God, I got to get that done today. But, you know, as soon as we finish here, I will be right on, editing and getting it over with, because the more I procrastinate, the more I annoy myself. And then, my reward will be that I get to not have that on my platter anymore, because I'll pass it on to the designer. And, you know, so it'll be, I guess that answers your question, or does it?
Mm-hmm. It does. It does.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a procrastinator. I don't like to procrastinate. It annoys me because I have to think about it further. And especially on the things that you're not really fascinated with it, you know, like, for instance, you know, working on an image or something like that, you know, if you're not in your ongoing element that you love, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I want to get it over with. I just, it's like, I set a deadline to do it. Like this morning, it'll be, right away. And I create a sense of urgency by setting that strict deadline. So that's another thing to do too. Just set a deadline and get it over with. And yeah.
You're reminding me of what I know about all the things about procrastination. And for some reason, there are certain things that I feel it's almost like I've wired my brain to give me grief and to struggle over. And I'm having
Oh,
to
yeah.
learn how to rewire that a different way. Because even just in the sense of I've told myself that math now for myself and using that more logical side of my brain, it just doesn't seem to work as easily or flow as easily as it used to. But it still works. I just have to put a little bit more focus and time into making it happen. And similar like what you said, set the stage and set myself up for success instead of getting so caught up in the resistance and the procrastination, which just leads to more resistance and procrastination.
Absolutely, it does. Yeah.
Finding a way
Oh
to
my.
interrupt that pattern.
Yes. It's it can be so it just it draws it on. It just draws on the annoyance. So, like oh,
It
on
is
and on and
well,
on and on until you can get it over with.
and
Until next time.
it's taking that mental real estate up. And if we were to have
Yep.
completed it already, that mental real estate could be working on something else that could be far more pleasurable or enjoyable to
Yeah.
us.
And really, so visualizing completion of it too is a good idea. So it's like Jay, seeing yourself done with that accounting stuff, and imagine that the task is already finished and how relieved you feel will help you get through it too. It's like, oh God, just let me get this over with.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah. We have anyone in the chat room today?
We do. We have Tara is joining us,
Hi,
and
Tara.
she says, "I don't have time in the field." Oh wait, hold on. These words are kind of small. Let me blow it up. Oh, are you not going to blow up for me? Okay, it says, "I don't always have time to fold the laundry." But when I do, I don't. That's
But when
kind
you
of
do,
funny.
you don't.
Yeah,
But when
like, I
she
don't know. She says, I don't always have time to fold the laundry, but when
when
I
I
do,
do,
I
I don't.
don't.
That's
It's like,
cute.
and then
Yeah.
Renee is also joining us. She says, good morning, Carolyn and Jay. It's great to see both of you
Hey.
here this morning and to have you here with us on this holiday weekend. We're grateful to be here with you guys.
Yeah. So another thing is too, we can also look at the if it's a big project that you're not wanting to do, and focus on the hardest part first. Get the hardest, most challenging part out of the way to make it easier, so that that it's downhill from there. Remember too when I worked for AT&T years ago, there was a manager that said, "Oh, when we had to do a big grouping of stuff, we did all the same things, like, we did all the same items in a batch, and then we went on to the next item as a batch." Apparently, that's supposed to get it done faster when you I don't know whether it would be like adding the sentence that tells everybody how the policy has changed. So you change it all, and then you go on to the next step, but you do it as a batch rather than finishing one all the way and then going to the next one. Does that make sense?
It does kind of like where the batch would be like a section, like considered to be like a section.
Yeah. So you would handle it as each task. Like, say you have to get out maybe 25 different things as change as far as the change in the policy. You go down each of the changes instead of like so unless instead of having it sent to one particular person, getting the whole batch done, you do the whole batch at one time and then you send it out to all the people. So it's I'm good. That's I mean. There are people to try and tackle it differently, but it's always good to just do in batches. So
I do find that I breaking it the way I'm hearing what you're saying is breaking it down so it doesn't feel like such a big project.
Right, being batch able to, similar task. You group similar tasks together to complete it more efficiently. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if it's also gruesomely huge, you can ask for help. Maybe delegate or ask someone to assist with the task if you can.
Another thing in that department would be accountability partner. So even if they're not going to help you do the task, they could help you stay on track.
Yes, or if they even have to sit there and you have them sit there and just be supportive as you do it, or listen to some music, play some upbeat music that helps you stay energized and focused, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe not make dinner because you're busy, but order in dinner and have your friend come over and be moral support.
Yeah, and that can also be part of your reward system too. So that's a good idea. Let's see. And it can change your environment too. If you're working in a different location, to refresh your mindset, and if you're working out of the house, change your rooms, so that you feel like you have a little bit different, something that feels different, so that you're not feeling like you're just stuck in the rut there, working on this horrible thing.
Totally. And I can attest to that, especially the procrastinator in me, because it's the kind of thing that can get you to interrupt whatever that overthinking thought was that you might have been thinking about. Or if you are caught up in procrastination, getting up and moving, like Carolyn said, to a new space can, in essence, help you move the energy and get moving again. It can like bring about a fresh moment to take advantage of. And
I've actually gone to a coffee house before to work when I had to do something that I don't really want to do. I've gone to a coffee house and just sat there amongst the people on the most comfortable couch, right?
Well, and that's why something like that, going for a walk, maybe doing another errand, like going to the grocery store and then coming back to reset. Those are all different ways to move out of the energy that you were in, that stuckness potentially, and then get into movement. So then that way, that flow and that synergy of that movement can then help you keep moving on that project that you have on your sights.
Yeah, that's right. So you want to really keep yourself relaxed and in the flow. Staying hydrated is also really important because it will keep your energy levels up while you're working on whatever it is you're doing. So I tend to say, if you have anything really hard to do that's just gruesome to you, do it in the morning so that you can, be energized enough, high energy, in order to get it out of the way, and then downhill from there. As I'm saying, it's easier towards the end of the day because your energy is not going to be as high probably. And if you complete it first, you're downhill from there.
Exactly. And then it's like it can turn something that feels almost impossible to get done into something that, I actually can get this completed. I can actually get this done.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess everybody has something that they don't want to have to do. So, I mean, we're constantly given these. Even when you order something on Amazon and they send you the wrong item, and it's like, okay, so now I have to call or do your return on Amazon. Then you have to check off the fact that you have to drive to the UPS, Everything adds time to your day or adds a schedule to your day, right? It's just what life is about. It's changes and additions to your routine. And so you have to learn to, more go with the flow. Focus on your breathing while you're doing it. Use deep breathing to stay calm and focused while you're going through it.
Breathing is... something that I feel like we all can undervalue is power. And it's the kind of thing that when you have a breathing practice, it's like yoga or meditation. They don't necessarily just work after doing it once. It's something that you have to practice. It's something that you become familiar with. And in the practice, that particular quality grows in you to be able to utilize. And so I feel breathing, even though we breathe, all of us, all the time, every day to stay alive, We forget that there are these different techniques, different kinds of breathing that can either slow our apparent parasympathetic nervous system down. It can help to calm panic attacks. Doesn't always work, but you know, sometimes these things can help to bring us back down out of a heightened state, a heightened emotional state. But again, it's the thing I have to mention here is the techniques. There's techniques. There are certain ways to do it, and part of that you have to be willing to do the research and learn and practice. So it's there. It's available. As I said, we're all breathing, but we have to work on how we can use it.
I love the focus on the breathing part that you're talking about, but I also use that too when I go to sleep. Sometimes when I'm having a hard time sleeping, you know, if you're having a hard time falling asleep, if you do really 20 deep breaths, it kind of helps you go into the kind of almost dream state. If you're really focusing on the in breath and the out breath, very deep breathing, 20 of them, it'll help you kind of flow into another world. So, focus on breathing is a really important spot, day or night.
I love that. Flow into a different world.
Help you flow into a different world. And it's that too. It's a task we're doing. We're trying to fall asleep. Damn it. Why can't I fall asleep? So it's a task. So focus on your breathing. You know, using positive self-talk too is another thing, and encourage yourself with affirmations to push through the task. Not probably complaining that you should have done that task 2 months ago, right?
Yeah, so beating yourself up isn't going to help make it any faster.
Yeah.
I mean, I've learned that. I'm the king of beating myself up. And what I learned in that was I'm just giving myself more to process through, more emotions, more baggage, more of the things I already don't want to be doing. I'm creating more of that, through more frustration, more bad self-talk, more negatively charged energy at myself. All those things just add to the back end of what I'm already feeling. It just makes it more. And so when I realized that, it also has helped me to like calm that part of me down. Like I don't just, you know, let myself go down that tirade, or I don't just let myself, you know, berate myself without any kind of counter narrative or some kind of self-talk to help calm it down, not keep it going, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. And, you know, the other thing I got is one of the things that's really helped me, and I got a new headset from the Pro Max things from Apple. Mm. And it does, it kind of helps you to calm your, because you're not hearing all the outside noises. When you have them on and you're just walking around with them on, you're not hearing any outside noises, and they're really lovely. So that's another way to help calm yourself too, is just put on a pair of headphones. So even if you're not listening to music, that's what I'm using for silence. I'm using them for silence a lot. So so it helps.
It can bring quiet, like a sense of quiet. Yeah.
You guys, if you want a reading, you can call in right now on 857-232-0155, extension 870303. The number again is 857-232-0155, extension 870303. We're looking for an in-depth question that you'd like for Jay and I. And then also, too, if you have anything in the chat room, Jay, how did they get in there?
It's the private Facebook chat group. It's over on 12radio.com by clicking on the chat button. It does open up a brand new window. I know most of you are all already approved. And once you're in, you see our banner there at the top of the page. It is a private Facebook group. And we do that to make sure that our communication is held sacred and out of the prying eyes of the main internet that likes to tear things apart and add a bunch of comments that may not really matter. I guess it matters to the people that left them. Just to keep it a little bit more secure and not just a wide open door. So please utilize it, though. You can join the conversation by putting your comment underneath the banner of Metaphysical Conversations. And that's where the conversation's happening. We'll read it oh my goodness, my words. We'll leave, read them live on the air. And then, as Carolyn said, we'd love to chat with you. Give us a call on the lines.
Yeah. So if you want to just call in also too, and just add to the conversation, maybe let us know what you do to get through a project that you don't want to have to do. How is your mindset working with that? What do you do? So another thing is to limit breaks. Take fewer breaks to maintain momentum and finish faster. I've noticed sometimes when I will tend to sometimes, you know, walk away from things a little more often when I'm going through something that's really takes a lot of mindset to do, and you're really not wanting to be there. But you know, if you limit your breaks a little bit more, you're gonna get through it and keep your momentum going.
It's a big keyword, momentum, and yeah. Synergy. I think and inertia is a real thing, and I remember learning about it, like a rock rolling down a hill, and just how the energy can build exponentially from that moving rock, and it will keep moving with a lot less force once it's moving versus like having to get it moving from being stopped. And the same thing is for us as humans. When we slow down and stop completely, it can be something to get us moving again. You know, it can take a bit of like a concise, focused energy to get moving again, versus if we don't completely stop and get make the energy come to like almost a complete stop, it won't require so much energy when we're ready to start again to get it going again. It's like if we can keep that synergy going even while we take a little break, it can make it much easier when we come back. It's like we don't have to generate all that energy again just to continue where we left off.
Yeah, and you know that when you walk away for that break anyway, you're going to think, oh my God, I got to go back. I got to get it done.
Know,
so you're
right?
Going to be, you know, churning it. So what have you rewarded yourself with anyway? It's like more procrastination. So, turning your project into a game too. Like, for instance, today I have to read, I think, two more stories for editing. And so maybe what I'll do is just say, I want this all done by 10 o'clock, you know, so I'll give myself 2 hours after we hang up here to get the stories edited. So, and that'll be fun because then I get to see how quickly I can get it done and then sent out to the designer, because it'll be, I've made it more fun for myself. I've given myself a kind of a little game with it. Oh, I can get this done now. Yeah. So maybe that will help to turn it into a game. Yeah.
Well, and what I think about that too is in the corporate world, oftentimes like the corporate structure and the personality of the company, it's all kind of in there, and you get to know it and you get to know kind of a certain kind of flow, and it's there for you to just tune into, and you do your little part or maybe your big part depending upon your role. But when you're an entrepreneur, you're the boss, you're the worker, you're the creator, you're the marketing person, you're the sales driver person, you're the one that is actually doing the job. It's not just one like thing that you get to focus on. It's like you get to be the one doing all of it and wearing all the hats. And so from there, it can be a shock, especially if you're used to other people doing all their little parts, and then you don't have to do the whole thing. My point to sharing that is it can be a shock to our system, especially if we're not used to it, and something that we have to build into. So know that too, like part of what we're talking about here and some of the progress that Carolyn and I have made didn't happen overnight. It happened over time, like fine-tuning our process and working to keep ourselves going and seeing what works and seeing what doesn't, and then also working our list here that we're talking to you about and constantly reworking it so that way we can keep going and keep maximizing our productivity for what we have to do and for our, like from the deck of cards that we're working from.
Yeah, I think that what you the entrepreneurship is probably a lot of people who are listening are probably entrepreneurs too, and you know, making your to-do list every day. I mean, as far as your marching orders, it's really important because that way you get it all the little things, all the big things, everything that you need to get done, you get it done because it's you have your marching orders there on your whiteboard, right? So it's a really good thing to boss yourself and to tell yourself what needs to get done.
Well, I just think about how much in my corporate life, everything is written down in the corporate world, most of it anyways. And it's either in some kind of binder, with some kind of company policies, or it's going to come in some kind of like email format. But there's just a lot of structure and a lot of direction. But when we're in an entrepreneur situation, we're usually creating all that from the ground up. And so that's the part where it does take some time. And it can be really helpful if it's your first time to work with another entrepreneur that it's not their first time. So you can glean and gain some insights and some tips and tricks on how you can or what you can bring to the table for yourself through what that other individual has learned in their own experience and their own journey. So getting help, like Carolyn said already too, is something that is important, and sometimes it's hard to ask for. But especially a situation like this where you've never done it before, it can be really valuable information that someone can bring to you that can make your first time not as difficult. If you're willing to ask, if you're willing to get uncomfortable in that way.
Yeah, it's also like the list of stuff that you have to get, the little things, the big things, everything you have to do. So you prepare in advance. How many times have you like, oh yeah, today I have to write a check for that and I have to get this. So you go and you gather your check, you get your pen, you get the paper, you get everything you need to do. Oh my God, I forgot this. So then you have to get up and get it again. So prepare in advance for all your list of what you have to do. And then bring it all to yourself so that you don't have to get up and go run for it. Gather yourself also so that everything you need before you start in order to avoid interruptions.
Well, you're reminding me of another tip here, and that is to be as organized as you can be. To be as organized as you can be.
Yeah, because, and you can be the most organized person in the world and still forget the pen, you know, you can, and then it's like, oh my God, I forgot the pen. Yeah, so it's...
But the reason why I mention it is because if you at least know where to find your pen, you know, if you forgot it, that's helpful.
That can be a problem too, yeah.
And the organization can just help you know where everything's at. And then also having a filing system can be helpful to keep it all organized over time. And again, those things we don't always have to think about when we're doing our corporate job, but when we're building our own business, those are things that are important to take into consideration.
It is true. Do we have anything in the chat yet?
Let's refresh. Oh, don't forget, everybody, you have to hit the top comments button and change it to all comments to see everyone's comment. And I believe we have one more here. Kelly's joining
hey,
us,
Kelly.
And she says, hi, guys. Hi, Kelly. It's great to see you. It's also time to call in, and we have that call-in number, 857-232-0155, and then you have to dial extension 870-303. This is your opportunity to call in live and get help with your in-depth question, with your in-depth reading. That we can do for you here on the lines.
You know, we haven't done in a while. Okay.
Yeah.
But haven't we done in a while?
We have not pulled.
That's right.
Pulled for somebody that's
listening. Do you want to pull it?
Sure. I'm grabbing cards here to.
Okay.
Just land here and see who it is that's wanting to.
So we are doing what we're doing is we're picking a card for somebody who might be listening and or somebody up ahead. So we're just doing random card pulling, and we tune in on the issue, and we tune in on the person, and then we do the reading. So that's what Jay's about to pick.
So this person to me feels like they're dealing with a work issue, and they're struggling with their confidence. They're struggling with their ability to perform. I'm feeling like imposter syndrome is happening. And I feel when I look at it, this person doesn't have a reason. Well, I'm sure they have a reason. But what I want to say is their reason isn't necessarily true. I feel like they're really good at what they do. I feel like their team at work really, really enjoys their personality and what they bring to the table in that way. But they also, more importantly, think that you do a really good job. And you, for whatever reason, aren't seeing that. Like, you're not letting it penetrate. Like, something about it, like, you're blocking out the value part, the worth part. So I'm just feeling it's important, especially because I feel like you're bringing, like, a certain kind of anxiety. Like, there's a certain anxiety rising in you because you believe these things that about your work that aren't true, and it's making you stressed out. So quiet time. Doing the opposite of what you think is going to bring a different result, but slowing things down, more meditation time, quiet time, even bath, like a bath, like a very sacred bath.
I'm getting this.
I was going to say to help you get grounded, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm getting it. It's a guy, and I'm sensing too that not only is it in his work, but also in his personal life. Where he's just feeling stressed out and not accepted. And so I feel like, I mean, his whole body feels tense and kind of not, just kind of almost afraid of his own reflection. Does that make sense?
It is. Well, it's like the, you know how sometimes we can just have a certain kind of sense of confidence that's just like, where did this come from? I don't know. I'm feeling it. And then in the same way, we can all of a sudden be hit with a bunch of insecurities that it's like, whoa, I was feeling good, but now I'm like being hit by all this. I feel right. He is in one of those places where he's being hit by a lot of his insecurities, by the things that are challenging. I just feel like it's all really hit during this Mercury retrograde, especially over the last 3-4 weeks.
Oh, that could be. Yeah, that could be.
So it's like, this is the opportunity for things to ground and land, and for those aha moments and that wisdom to come in, that refinement, that refined wisdom to come through. But it's got to be able to penetrate past all those insecure thoughts and all the other things that have come up, and knowing that all those things are coming up to come out of you. They're not coming up to really be telling you how it is. It's more like those things were inside of you and they've been like knocked loose. And now they got to come out of you. And so you're feeling them to come out of you, not as a like indication of what's really happening with you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's almost like too, there was a cartoon that I saw that was really cute, but it reminds me of a song that my sister used to really like. And it was, I can't remember the name of the singer, but it was, "Today I don't feel like doing anything." And there was an image that I saw of where the person was pulling the blankets over their head. So it's almost like this guy needs to like, stop and just take a rest and just be quiet. And I think you'd mentioned that earlier too, Jay.
I did. And it feels like, as much as it doesn't feel like that's going to breed the answers, it will bring you the realizations that are necessary for you to settle things back down.
Yeah. All right. Should we pick another?
Yes. Do you want to lead us on that one?
Let me see here. This I'm getting is a woman, and I feel like she's kind of maybe taking on too much, and hearing herself talk is almost I don't know. She's just hearing herself talk and just feeling like she's blowing it. Almost closer to the same guy that we were looking at, but she's just doing too much, and just needs to just slow down a little bit and remember what her goals are. She's really shooting high, and I feel like she's not giving herself credit for the high points that she's actually, the baskets that she's made. And realizing that that her voice is still important, even though she's not realizing that what she's saying is might be a little bit annoying, even for herself. I mean, for herself, it's important what she's saying. So it's a very similar one to the guy. What do you think, Jay?
I agree, because I feel patience is it just like the stillness card came up for the other one. It's similar because there's a frantic sort of energy trying to get it all done. But I feel like if you could prioritize a little bit better, plan a little bit more instead of just like an all out, I just feel like it's like an all out race just to get anything and everything that can get done
All done.
done. But it's like it's not that it's not organized, because I don't feel that it's completely unorganized, but I feel like you could optimize what you're doing to I just feel like you're spinning your wheels. Like there's probably about 25% of an energy that I feel that you could pull back and utilize in a different way if you were to just organize it all differently, like how you set up your day.
And maybe even think about taking a hot tub because really there's just something about the nervous system there that just needs to needs to remember to relax through it. To
Well,
you know, this is where breathing would come in.
it is. And pay attention to your dreams, because I'll mention just a short thing for myself. I had a dream just recently, and I don't always dream someone I do dream, but I don't always remember it. But when I remember it's meaningful. And I had this dream where I remembered seeing myself in the mirror, and I had a broken blood vessel in my left eye. And I did some research about that, and it was talking about how that can be a sign of being overly emotionally overwhelmed. And when I really looked at it, I was like, I guess I am more overwhelmed than I realized. A lot has changed for me this year. I've moved. I'm with my partner Alan, and every month that we're together, it's like the longest time I've ever been with a partner. So it's a great milestone, but it's still new for me. And I'm also always, as an entrepreneur, working on my business and how I can grow. And I feel like that was also just on my mind very hard and just in the forefront. And I wasn't paying attention. And that helped me see where I was moving at a pace that I didn't even realize was too fast. And so I mentioned that because sometimes we just feel like we got to do what we got to do, and we just don't, we just, that's all we're just hyper focused on that. But sometimes in the stillness, even just for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, we forget how much we can really drop in. And in the dropping into that present moment, how much wisdom, knowledge, intuition can come in that short amount of time that wouldn't necessarily drop in if we keep moving at that pace that we were moving. So it does.
Bursting a blood vessel in your eye is, I mean, that's just definitely overwhelmed. It's just like under pressure.
I'm just glad it didn't happen in real life. Oh
I
my
know.
gosh.
It's like they're almost like, just reminders to do something so that it doesn't happen in real life, right? So,
True.
it
We do have a
was.
comment. Tara is
Hi,
asking,
Tara.
she says, just curious, do you see my volunteer position turning into a regular paid position? It sometimes is already. Just wondering if it will turn into more. Thanks.
I'm getting one of the things that you might want to do is talk to them more about that, so that you can almost like light the fire and let them know where you're wanting to see it go a little bit more, helping them to form it for you. But it's almost like you might need a little bit more pressure of some sort of well-formed pressure, which is kind and courteous, to help them, light the fire for it.
I see that too, and I feel it's also important to keep your options open, because I feel that it's not impossible for that to be a paid position, but it also feels like this nonprofit or whatever it is that you're working is also running on a very tight budget. And so that's where like Carolyn said, the squeaky wheel does get the oil. But also, I just feel like there are other things too in the world that you could be doing, that are up your alley. And to keep your eyes open and to continue to apply for other things that cross your radar screen that make you excited and not just
that
to
make
wait
it,
for
that
this
would
one.
Be perfect. Yeah. A perfect jump, a perfect change. I like that too. Yeah, so that you're not holding yourself back, and you must be having a little bit of fun with this position for in order to stay there as a volunteer. So that's a good step. That's a good part that you're doing something like that you're enjoying. So
it is. I do feel the fulfillment too, and that's a huge part of it. But I also know that sort of fulfillment can fulfill you on a soul heart level, but it also isn't necessarily going to pay the bills. So I understand that having to find that fine line of what's going to do all the things and not just one or two of the things on my list.
Helping them to tweak might help. So helping them to tweak what they're needing might help. So it certainly can't help.
It will let them know.
It will. Yeah. And suggestions on how they may do that might help too. So, you know, you may have to look at all the different angles for it so that they can see their way through getting it done for you.
Exactly. Like, and instead of feeling, I know sometimes we want to have people see our value and tell us how amazing we are. But in this case, part of your value and being valued is to be able to spell it out and to let them know with your words, not just with your actions, what it is that you're doing already and capable of. And then like what else you could potentially do that could be helpful and that could merit that, you know, getting paid instead of the volunteer.
Right. So show up with your desires, show up with what you're needing, show up. Yeah.
Thank you, Tara, well, Jane, for reaching out.
Yeah. Is there anything else in the chat before we kind of turn it in?
I'm going to refresh one more time, make sure I'm not missing anyone. I do believe we got everyone.
Okay, well, Jay, how can we get you this week?
You can find me over on 12listen.com. That's the number 12listen.com, along with the whole host of other readers like Carolyn over there. And you can get us for one-on-one readings, text readings, and also video chat if you arrange it with us ahead of time. And we also have a whole programming of radio shows that are coming up later today and also throughout the week. I have a show Wednesday called The Psychic Playground. I almost lost my mind. The Psychic Playground. And then Backstage Pass on Thursdays. It's an interview style show. I do want to mention a special note, the Moon Project. We are going to take the holiday today. We are not going to have a Moon Project for the new moon, but we will be back for the next full moon. So keep an eye out for 12 Academy for that. And where can everybody find you and what time can they find you, Carolyn?
Well, usually 6:30 to 4:30. But now I'll be taking maybe an hour break during the day. But other than that, you can also schedule a call for Jay and I as well on 12listen.com. And Mark is up next. Mark Husson with his astrology. And man, we're coming into Virgo. So last I read, he was going to talk about that. So
Virgo, the Virgin.
The Virgos, of course, are the best of the astrological circle.
I'll go with you on that for today. celebrate those Virgos in the world.
That's right. So my birthday will be coming up. And
that's exciting. I know. The countdown is on.
That's right. All right. Well, you guys, we'll see you next week. And thank you for tuning in. And we'll talk to you later, Jay.
Bye. Sounds great. Bye, everybody. Right, bye, Carolyn.
Bye.
In the mornings, gentle light, we bid you all good night. Ideas, stories, hopes, and dreams took flight with Carolyn and Jay, conversation so bright in this cosmic realm where our stories ignite. Mornings embrace a new day's pearl. Their dialogues continue in this cosmic swirl. thank you for joining with Hearts Full and Swell in the mythical realm where our stories dwell.